Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with Traco Brainon, and this week we're looking at ways you can make your wardrobe a little bit greener. We all know about the very negative effect that fast fashion has on the environment, but what personal changes can help us all make a big difference? To lead us in the right direction, I spoke with Aaron Murphy from Rediscover Fashion at the Rediscovery Centre in Ballymun.
So there are a lot of things that we can do as individuals that will help us be part of the solution as opposed to part of the problem. And, okay. And when we, like, this is something, when anyone hears about the impacts that the fashion industry is having, nobody wants to be part of that. Everyone wants to be, you know, more conscious about the way that they're interacting with their clothes and with the fashion industry. So the first thing I would always say to people is to buy less, obviously.
Yep.
The mass production, the overconsumption is an inherent problem with the impacts of the fashion industry. So the best way that we can do that is actually to shop in our own wardrobes.
Right.
So to actually look at what we already own. Because there's a huge amount of unused clothes in all of our wardrobes.
Yep.
Well, I can't speak for everybody, obviously.
No,
well,
you're speaking for me anyway, Aaron. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But that's kind of part of the problem of the fast fashion model is that we're kind of encouraged or feel pressure to or just want to or are enjoying buying new pieces of clothing. Because, you know, it feels nice to get something new, obviously. But what's happening is because of the quantity that's being produced, we end up with far too many clothes ourselves, and we can't use them all. So what happens is there's a lot of clothes in our wardrobes that are unused. And that's a kind of, you know, this is a statistic about that where in the last 20 years, clothing production has doubled, but actually our use of clothing has decreased by a third.
Okay.
So there's this huge swathe of clothing that isn't being used. And one of the, you know, the best things we can do is to use the clothes that already exist and to extend the lifespan of those clothes. So, yeah, having a look at what's in your own wardrobe is really good because it gives you the chance to declutter. It gives you the chance to, like, remember that you have something there that you really like wearing.
Yeah.
It lets you see how much you have and that you actually don't need to buy anything for the moment. And also it lets you see that actually you're not going to wear that, so you can create a kind of a hand-me-down pile or a donations pile or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's another really important thing to think about is what happens to your clothes when you don't want them anymore, actually. And there's loads of different options at that stage as well that we can do that are greener and that are sustainable. So I mentioned already donating to charity shops, or you can put on a swap event. I'm going to my sister-in-law's holding a swap evening.
Okay.
With a load of her friends, so everyone's going to bring whatever clothes they don't want anymore, put them up in a rail.
And, oh, very good.
And
okay.
Yeah. So a lot more of these things are happening, actually, like in community centres and kind of groups and even in libraries and stuff as well. And Dublin City Council have a really good page on their website that gives you, that's a guide to how to run a swap event.
Okay.
Which is really good.
So, and you can sell them secondhand as well. That's another option.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can,
like Depop, you know, there's, you know, with technology and with social media and everything, there are some really, really
it's
kind of beneficial things, part elements to it. And one of them is, peer to peer selling. So things like Depop or Facebook Market. And, you know, some people are kind of saying that they only buy on Depop and that they find someone that, you know, they like the style of. So it's kind of like a little chain of hand-me-down or whatever.
Yeah,
so they
kind of... They'll follow that. And if you need, you know, we spoke earlier about people love to shop. There are other options than buying new clothes.
Absolutely. So donating to charity shops and buying from charity shops, you know, is a really, really good thing to do. They've kind of... you know, are becoming more and more of a hub of reuse, a hub of the circular economy in terms of textiles. And actually, when you go into charity shops now, there's so many new things there, like that still have their label on them. So you can get some really good finds. And, you know, people argue about fast fashion and the price point, but actually charity shops, you know, it's cheaper.
Lots there to take on board when you're decluttering. Look for ways to keep your clothes in the circular economy by donating to charity or reselling. Check out the ever-increasing number of pre-loved fashion stores online. And there's plenty we can all do to reimagine and redesign the clothes we already have. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Hours to Protect page on classichits.ie or on hourstoprotect.ie.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more information.